Yo, 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 it's time for everybody's favorite time of the show. It is the UFC report brought to you by your pal Carl Weiss.
Wow, there were some crazy fights over the weekend, huh?
I watched them all. I forgot them all just so I could experience them, you telling them to me for the first time again.
There's this guy punching this guy, and this guy got kicked.
You don't say.
We saw Donald Cerrone versus Jim Miller.
The cowboy.
Yeah, and a really great fight. Jim Miller is a really gritty, grinded out sort of fighter, and Donald Cerrone went in there and head kicked him to finish it off. And he was pretty much dominating at that point. I mean, Jim landed a nice left, a couple nice shots there, but... Cowboy, man. He's only getting better. He's only getting better, yeah.
I'm a big Cowboy Cerrone fan. If I had my life savings left over, I would have bet it on him, and I would have made money if I didn't lose it on the fight before.
Yeah. And we also saw Conor McGregor versus Diego Brandão in a crazy one-round domination. I mean, Conor just finished it off. He's like Nick Diaz, but faster, man. Better footwork, and he's awesome striking, man. People think this guy is the next champion in featherweight.
Yeah, man. And it was actually the second time the UFC went to Ireland.
Yeah. And crazy crowd. Dana White actually said it was the best show ever. It's the best sporting event he's ever been at.
Man, those Irish you fight fans, man, they're awesome. They're way better than Vancouver's fans.
Oh, yeah. Remember Vancouver? They're standing up. They're just... We're trying to get as much camera space as they could. Like, the camera's showing the fight, and in the background, you see just big drunk guys standing up. Hey, look at me! Look at me!
I'm convinced Vancouver has the worst sporting fans of all time.
Yeah, definitely.
Check out when the Canucks made it to the Stanley Cup Finals and they lost and they rioted. Yeah. Like, that is such poor sportsmanship.
You mean the riots of 2011?
Never again.
I was down there.
Never again. I seen some stuff.
Oh, my God.
I seen stuff, too. It wasn't fun.
Regular, ordinary people doing acting like monkeys.
I was running around picking up garbage and like, we gotta clean up this mess. We can't let this go on.
Somebody put the fires out!
My baby!
Anyway, yeah, it was bad, but great set of fights. Great set of fights. Conor actually already has a new fight already set for UFC 178 versus Dustin the Diamond Poirier. Ooh. That's going to be a barn burner because Dustin Poirier is a stud. But Conor McGregor is just on the top of the game. I'm pretty sure he'll be able to put him away within the first round as well.
This has been the UFC Report brought to you by Carl Weiss. And continue on the classic Canadian rock, we have a triple shot of BIM.
Bim, Roy Forbes. Hey, Roy.
Sign my chest, Roy.
Can you tell us a little about Roy Forbes?
Well, Roy Forbes used to be known as an artist as Bim, and I cannot find very much information about it.
Really?
Yeah, actually, I had a hard time finding these vinyls. These are, like, hard-to-find vinyls,
and
I think.
Your mom.
My mom's a big... Actually, all four of them are big Bim fans.
Yeah.
They actually, all of them on their marriage vows, you know, the one person that they're allowed to sleep with?
Yeah.
They picked Bim, Roy Forbes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And once he actually came to Prince George, and that's another story for another time, though.
Another time, yeah.
This is Bim with Tender Lullaby.
Oh, man. legit lonesome for you, mama. Pining for you, honey. Need you in a desperate way. I'm just waiting for you, mama. Waiting for you, mama. Your loving's gonna make my day. Why did you have to leave me this way? All alone, I'm feeling so sad. Don't you realize that your loving is the best thing that this young critter's ever had? And he's just lonesome for your mama, pining for your honey. Need you in a desperate way. I'm just waiting for you, mama. Waiting for you, mama. Your loving's gonna make my day.
I'm not a little kid. I'm 22.
Oh, well, why are you playing on this playground?
Because I did some stuff.
What did you do?
Did some drugs.
You did some drugs?
Now I want to play on the playground, man. You know, you harsh my buzz.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you want to play on the tire swing? Hey, don't
love crack.
Don't be smoking that crack here.
Oh, you'll go on the tire swing now. Let's go.
Okay, we're going to the tire swing. Now stop doing that crack. It's not so good for you. Don't do that crack.
You kids want to do some drugs?
Hey, don't be selling those drugs to any kids.
You guys need a towel? Always remember, take a towel.